Justice Sargent, would you go back over something we discussed before, which was a spinoff, as I recall, from your judicial service on the Supreme Court that came up to your satisfaction in a subsequent trial proceeding before Giovanni?
Yes. There was a case where right after I got off the court, several months later, I was retained by General Motors to represent them in a automobile rollover case where a Pontiac T1000, which is a hatchback, a four-door hatchback car, rolled over on the Southfield Expressway. The allegation of the plaintiff was that the hatchback door flew open on impact on rollover, and that the passenger was ejected from the rear of the hatchback, landed on the expressway, and wound up brain damaged. It was our defense that the passenger was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the driver's side window, which was down, in a rollover. It was a plaintiff's allegation that the car rolled over end over end. It was our allegation that the car rolled over side. After a two-week trial, the judge indicated that he was going to rule in favor of General Motors, my client, because the plaintiff was unable to prove that the plaintiff was ejected from the rear hatchback, but nevertheless decided that he would allow it to go to the jury. In those discussions, the question arose as to whether the unbelted passenger could be precluded 100% from any recovery because of comparative negligence on his part not wearing a seatbelt. And I argued the case of Lowe versus Estate Motors, where the majority of the Michigan Supreme Court, on an opinion authored by Chief Justice Dorothy Comstock Riley, held that prior to the enactment of the seatbelt statute, when this accident in Ohio occurred regarding a Mercedes-Benz and a passenger was ejected from the rear door of that car, and the experts had testified in discovery that if the passenger had been seatbelted, she would not have been ejected from the car, and the injuries of which she complained of, she would not have sustained had she been belted. And that in a footnote, the Supreme Court said that it was not ruling on the statute that had now come into being, which I think was in 1986, that limited the comparative negligence to 5%. I wrote a dissent in that opinion.
Excuse me, sir. 5% under these factual circumstances?
5% under the circumstances in my case.
Right.
Because the statute would have affected my case. But on Lowe versus Estate, since the accident occurred before the statute was enacted, the statute was not applicable to the case that we decided in Lowe versus Estate Motors. I indicated that I felt that we should not go I felt that there should not be an unlimited amount of comparative negligence, that we ought to note what the legislature had done, and that prior to that time, you could not even introduce any evidence regarding failure to wear seatbelts. You could not, before the enactment of that statute, you could not introduce into evidence whether or not a person was wearing a seatbelt. That was irrelevant to the facts of the case. And therefore, on that basis, we should not allow comparative negligence to be considered. Secondly, since the legislature had enacted a 5% limitation, it was my view we should not put somebody in a different plight, especially in a low where the passenger was in the rear seat, and let them go 100% when the passenger be limited to only 5% in the front seat. But I wrote a dissenting opinion. Then I found myself in a case arguing before Judge Giovanni that my former colleagues who were in the majority, and in particular Madam Justice, Chief Justice Dorothy Comstock Riley, was correct in her analysis, and therefore he should follow her rationale. He chose not to do so, but it did not matter because the jury came back and found in our favor in 55 minutes. My client won anyway, and so the judge, if there had been a dollar amount awarded, was only going to limit the loss of 5% rather than the possibility of 100%.
In a sense, you had a double win there.
I did have a double win, and it was interesting because in the very first case I tried after being off the Michigan Supreme Court, I was arguing against a position that I had written on the court. But hindsight is 20/20, don't you know?
Oh, yeah. One of the other things I wanted to get to, Justice Archer, is the matter of choosing, on the Supreme Court, of choosing the presiding officer, the Chief Justice, which is by the choice of his